thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Introduction to case studies in Vedic astrology for career analysis. Welcome to my channel. In this exciting series, we'll explore career analysis in Vedic astrology using three powerful tools: the Panchanga system, the D10 chart, Dasamsa, and planetary angles. Together, these methods provide deep insights into how your astrological blueprint influences your professional journey. Here's what we'll cover. Panchanga system. Learn how the Tithi, Vara, Nakshatra, Yoga, and Karana shape your work ethic, decision-making, and emotional connection to your career. For example, your Nakshatra can reveal the natural talents and skills you bring to your professional field. D10 chart, Dasamsa. While most analyses focus on houses and planetary placements, we'll go a step further by ignoring house placements and focusing purely on the angles of each planet. This method reveals a new dimension to how professionals conduct their careers, embodying traits like Indra, leadership, authority, and the ability to inspire others; Yama, discipline, responsibility, and adherence to ethics in the workplace; Varuna, communication, adaptability, and networking skills critical for career growth. Through these angles, we'll uncover how planetary energies define specific career behaviors, such as boldness, resilience, or strategic thinking. Planetary characteristics. Each planet carries its own energy into the professional world. Saturn, the planet of discipline and perseverance, driving long-term achievements in structured environments. Mercury governs intellect, communication, and adaptability, essential for analytical and business-oriented roles. Venus represents creativity, art, and diplomacy, thriving in professions like design, entertainment, and luxury. Moon reflects emotional intelligence and intuition, vital for careers in teaching, caregiving, or counseling. Sun symbolizes creative intelligence and leadership, fueling success in high-profile roles or positions of authority. Mars brings passion, energy, and courage, ideal for action-oriented fields like defense, sports, or entrepreneurship. Jupiter embodies wisdom, learning, and mentorship, perfect for spiritual, academic, or advisory roles. By analyzing planetary angles in the D10 chart alongside these characteristics, we'll uncover how these forces shape professional success in profound ways. Join me as we explore these insights through real-life case studies of inspiring individuals, revealing how their unique planetary configurations influence their professional achievements. Ready to uncover the secrets of your career? Let's begin. Panchanga analysis for Rupert Brooke, Vara. Wednesday, significance. Wednesday is ruled by Mercury, symbolizing intellect, communication, and versatility. Mercury fosters artistic expression, sharp wit, and the ability to connect deeply through words. Manifestation in Brooke's life. Rupert Brooke's lyrical poetry and eloquent expressions of idealism reflect Mercury's influence on communication and artistic brilliance. His versatility in capturing themes of love, beauty, and patriotism in his poems showcases Mercury's adaptability and creative energy. His ability to connect emotionally with his readers through his romanticized and vivid imagery aligns with Mercury's skill in crafting impactful narratives. Tithi. Significance. Shukla Purnima natives are idealistic, creative, and deeply connected to themes of completion and fullness. They often strive for perfection and harmony in their work and relationships. Manifestation in Brooke's life. His poetic works, such as The Soldier, which idealized themes of patriotism and sacrifice, reflect the Purnima Tithi's alignment with wholeness and perfection. Brooks' ability to convey a deep sense of emotional and philosophical completion in his poetry aligns with Pournima's focus on achieving balance and harmony. Life lesson: Shukla Purnima natives must learn to temper their idealism with realism, a challenge seen in Brooks' romanticized view of war and sacrifice. Karana Bhava, significance: Bhava Karana natives are disciplined, visionary, and nurturing. They often focus on creating impactful legacies that inspire others and contribute to a broader purpose. Manifestation in Brooks' life: Brooks' ability to craft poetry that inspired a generation, particularly during the early years of World War I, reflects Bhava's focus on visionary and impactful work. His nurturing and inspiring spirit is evident in the emotional depth of his poetry, which resonated with the collective sentiment of his era. Bhava Karana's emphasis on building legacies aligns with Brooks' enduring influence as a poet who captured the idealism and pathos of his time.
Yoga.
Significance: Ayushmana Yoga is associated with vitality, optimism, and the pursuit of meaningful endeavors. Those under this yoga often possess a zest for life and the ability to inspire through their creative or intellectual pursuits. Manifestation in Brooks' life: Brooks' vibrant and idealistic outlook on life, reflected in his poetry, aligns with Ayushmana Yoga's focus on optimism and vitality. His ability to infuse themes of hope and beauty into his work, even in the context of war, showcases Ayushmana's emphasis on inspiring others. The yoga's focus on meaningful contributions is evident in Brooks' lasting impact on English literature and his role as a symbol of youthful idealism. Ascendant nakshatra, Shravana, significance: Shravana, ruled by the moon, represents listening, wisdom, and a deep connection to cultural and philosophical themes. It fosters a love for storytelling, learning, and leaving behind a meaningful legacy. Manifestation in Brooks' life: his ability to capture the cultural and emotional spirit of his time through his poetry reflects Shravana's emphasis on listening and expressing collective sentiments. Shravana's connection to wisdom and learning is evident in Brooks' philosophical and introspective themes, which resonated with readers on a deep level. The nakshatra's focus on creating lasting legacies aligns with Brooks' enduring status as one of the most celebrated poets of his generation. How these Panchanga traits played out in his career: 1. Poetic brilliance, Mercury's influence, and Shravana Nakshatra's focus on wisdom and expression drove Brooks' ability to craft lyrical and impactful poetry. 2. Idealism and harmony, Shukla Purnima's emphasis on completion and Ayushmana Yoga's optimism inspired Brooks' idealistic and hopeful portrayal of themes like love and patriotism. 3. Visionary legacy, Bhava Karana's nurturing energy and Shravana's connection to cultural narratives enabled Brooks to leave behind a legacy that captured the spirit of his era. 4. Emotional resonance, Shravana's sensitivity and Purnima's focus on wholeness infused Brooks' poetry with a timeless and universal appeal, making him a symbol of youthful idealism and artistic passion. Rupert Brooks' Panchanga elements highlight a life defined by poetic brilliance, idealistic vision, and an enduring influence on literature, capturing the spirit of a generation with grace and poignancy. Career and life path analysis for Rupert Brooke with D10 chart. Moon, Jupiter, 0 to 3 degrees Indra. Leadership and inspiration. Moon and Jupiter in Indra highlight Rupert Brooke's influential presence as a poet. His ability to inspire through his work and his status as a cultural icon align with Indra's leadership traits. Strategic vision. Indra's energy is reflected in Brooks' ability to use his poetry to capture the essence of his era, influencing public thought and sentiment. Sun, Mercury, 6 to 9 degrees, Yama, discipline and integrity. The Sun and Mercury in Yama signify Brooks' disciplined approach to his craft and his adherence to ethical principles. His deeply introspective and structured writing style aligns with Yama's traits. Moral responsibility in art. Yama's influence highlights Brooks' role in addressing profound themes of war and human existence with a sense of responsibility. Mars, 12 to 15 degrees, Varuna, communication and adaptability. Mars in Varuna emphasizes Brooks' exceptional ability to connect with readers through his poetry. His lyrical style and diplomatic tone resonate with Varuna's energy. Emotional connection. Varuna's traits are evident in Brook's ability to mediate complex emotions and ideas through his works, making them universally relatable. Venus, 21 to 24 degrees. Philosophical depth and creativity. Venus in Ishana underscores Brook's ability to infuse his poetry with deeper meaning. His reflective and transformative work reflects Ishana's influence on his artistic and personal outlook. Spiritual exploration. Ishana's traits align with Brook's exploration of themes that delve into human existence, spirituality, and the fleeting nature of life. Ascendant, Saturn, 27 to 30 degrees, enduring legacy and visionary impact. The Ascendant and Saturn in Ananta highlight Brook's lasting influence on literature and culture. His ability to create a timeless body of work reflects the enduring stability of Ananta. Revolutionary thought. Ananta's energy is evident in Brook's role as a thought leader, whose innovative approach to poetry challenged and expanded the literary conventions of his time. Nakshatra aspects. D10 Ascendant in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra. Victory and clarity of purpose. Uttara Ashada, ruled by the sun, emphasizes Brook's clarity of purpose and ability to achieve recognition through his work. His dedication to his craft and his desire to leave a meaningful impact align with this nakshatra's traits. Perseverance and legacy. Uttara Ashada's influence is reflected in Brook's unwavering commitment to his ideals and his lasting impact on English literature. D10 Ascendant Lord Jupiter in Mula Nakshatra. Exploration and foundational depth. Jupiter in Mula highlights Brook's intellectual curiosity and his desire to explore the roots of human experience. His ability to weave profound themes into his poetry aligns with Mula's transformative energy. Focus on truth and clarity. Mula's traits of delving deeply into the truth resonate with Brook's honest and evocative portrayal of life's complexities. Overall synthesis with nakshatras. Rupert Brooke's D10 Ascendant in Uttara Ashada underscores his clarity of purpose and his ability to leave a lasting legacy through his work. Jupiter in Mula enhances his depth and transformative approach to poetry. Together, these nakshatras and planetary placements reveal a career defined by creativity, philosophical insight, and enduring influence in the literary world.